Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. We believe small actions can have great impact. Take a small action today. Speak to a financial broker about a Zurich pension.
Right now, though, can shopping in pennies really be sustainable? Well, in an announcement today, Primark have committed to making their clothes out of sustainable materials, which can be better recycled, promising that they'll last longer. As part of this new strategy, the retail giant say they will halve their carbon emissions and pay their workers a living wage right the way through their supply chain. So, could nipping into pennies really help to save the planet? Well, joining us to discuss this are Damien O'Reilly, lecturer in retail at TU Dublin, and Geraldine Carton of Sustainable Fashion Dublin. And thank you both very much for joining us this evening. Geraldine, I might come to yourself first and your reaction to this news today. Primark promising that all their clothing will be made with sustainably sourced materials by 2030.
I would say a combination of tentative hope and scepticism. I just would always doubt the claims of a brand such as Pennies to say that it's going to be sustainable when it's been so inherently unsustainable and unethical, actually, up until this point. I think its entire business model pretty much is unsustainable, even with these measures that it's hoping that it will put into place. The sheer quantity of clothing that it produces and the low quality, even if it says it's going to improve that, is such that people see the clothing it produces as almost a single-use plastic, as, you know, a single-use straw or something like that. So I just would be very hesitant to cheer from the rooftops about this announcement.
Okay, you're withholding judgment for the moment to see how they get on. But, it's not impossible that they could do this. And they were speaking to the News at One earlier at the company, and they were very clear that this is their plan. And they wouldn't be the first major fashion to choose to source their materials in a more ethical way. So, you know, it could well be done.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I would hope that it will be done. It just, I mean, what a huge crux of any brand becoming more sustainable is being transparent with its practices and show, you know, kind of the proof is in the pudding. So up to this point, I haven't seen any proof insofar as ethical production of clothing. But also, you know, it's talking about being sustainable. You still have to bear in mind the sheer amount of clothing that it produces. Like, this is thousands of new items coming to shelves like every month or however many months. There's no way that you can produce that amount of clothing in a sustainable way, just considering the amount of resources that go into every item of clothing. I mean, with the synthetic fibres, you've got a huge carbon footprint. And then, say, with the more natural options, such as cotton, like, that is an incredible amount of water. So I'm just very interested to hear how they're going to make that sustainable at the level at which they're producing.
Well, let me bring in Damien O'Reilly, who's lecturer in retail, Geraldine, for a moment, because I hear you. That's Geraldine Carton of Sustainable Fashion Dublin, I would say, with a big chunk of skepticism on the side there. Can you reassure her, Damien, at all? I mean, is this possible, this news, this goal set by Primark?
Well, first of all, the fashion industry is not sustainable in the current format. The environmental footprint is, Geraldine's saying, you know, it has accelerated over the number of years. And what we're looking at now is to create a circular fashion system, so kind of a closed-loop supply chain. So basically, you know, stuff is going to be produced, but what we're going to look at is how do we recycle, or what they are suggesting now is a new term called re-commerce, recovery and resale of garments previously sold. So basically, it's about taking back the garments and, you know, taking them apart, basically, you know, bit by bit. So they're actually making the products now, which are more durable, as they're saying, but also it's easier for them to be recycled or be reused. So maybe, you know, something from Primark may end up as a material that you might use in a cushion or in a sofa or whatever it is. You know, and IKEA are very keen on this as well. Because of the sustainability of it.
And it looks well from a green point of view as well. I mean, how...
Consumers are driving this, Cormac. You know, the Generation Z, the millennials, the changing behaviours. Younger people want to identify with sustainable fashion brands, and that's going to drive this these changes and the affordable clothes that we have.
Be as profitable, Damien, as the model they have now? Cheap labour costs, and you can buy a T-shirt for $2.50 or so. I mean, would the circular model be as profitable?
the one thing about Primark is they make clothes at a cheaper price than others. Yet they are making money and they're making substantial profits, you know, even throughout COVID. And the even though without they don't have an online offering, they're still able to make profits. But what they're doing is they're selling huge volumes and at lower prices. But what they're looking at is being able to recycle or re-commerce these products. You know, if you take someone like ASOS, for example, ASOS have 35% of the products that they sell return to them. And then, you know, 50% of those products that actually come back go to landfill because they're not usable, because they're creased or damaged or whatever, or been worn. And that's a big issue. So there are lots of issues in it. And I think these initiatives, the likes of the one that Primark are putting forward, you know, is looking at seeing what consumers want, how consumers react or align themselves with a brand, and how they can achieve brand recognition and maintain that customer relationship with them.
Okay, I just go to yourself, Geraldine, before we wrap. Really interesting on ASOS. I hadn't heard that before, given that's their whole business model. And I suppose it's the enormity of this problem, Geraldine, isn't it, that really it maybe needs to be understood, that according to a report from the European Parliament, clothing and footwear production is responsible for 10% of global greenhouse gas emissions. That's more than both international aviation and shipping. I mean, it really is enormous. So could this be seen as tinkering around the edges, or is it a welcome first step?
Well, I mean, it's not a first step, but there's loads of brands out there doing ethical production of clothing. But I suppose what I would see it as being, or the necessity is for it to be a two-pronged approach, basically. So, you know, the brand producing clothes in the ethical or as ethical as possible manner, but also a shift in the way we as consumers view clothing. I mean, I think we're at the stage of seeing clothing as disposable, as I already mentioned. And, you know, we're living in a consumerism-driven society, convenience-driven, like disposable culture. It's all combining to make us be willing to buy clothing at such a low price that we kind of ignore the problems or the cost that someone else might be paying so that we get the low cost. So what I would be calling for is for consumers to change the way they see clothing, invest in quality as opposed to quantity, and that will definitely help because obviously we're pushing demand.
All right, and a fair point. We'll leave it there for the moment. Thank you very much, both of you, for joining us this evening. That's Geraldine Carton and Damien O'Reilly.